Me tuku mihi anō ki a koutou katoa, going straight down to Wellington, to Te Wehi Rātana, nō te Arawa. He is currently chained to the steps of Parliament, I do believe, from Te Waka Haurua Extension Rebellion. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Te Wehi. Just tell us where you are currently.
Tēnā koe. Me and two others are currently sitting at the top of Parliament steps, and with our hands glued to the step rather than chained. And with fake blood all over the
place. That's going to be really painful for you. Look, what are you doing? Te Waka Haurua, you had a really great protest yesterday at Te Papa, protesting their translation of the treaty, Te Tiriti. Extraordinary. Well done. Congratulations to that. How did you get from Te Papa and to the steps of Parliament?
So for us, we're trying to draw the connection between Te Tiriti justice, colonial myths and colonial governance, and climate and ecological crisis, because we think we know and understand that they are all interconnected. So it's all part of our trying to draw the dots, connect the dots.
Absolutely. It is all about rangatiratanga, and especially around our Tai Ao, and we've got a lot of whānau working tirelessly around the motu on this particular kaupapa. I just want to know, in terms of rangatiratanga and the kaupapa, te ao Māori kaupapa, in terms of Extinction Rebellion, we're not 100% sure where they're coming from, though.
Aye. So what we'll acknowledge first then is the origins of Extinction Rebellion, which come out of England, Britain, which we all know, the home of colonialism. But the at the core of it is the climate ecological crisis and the need to rebel and civil disobedience to bring that crisis to the forefront of everyone's minds and decision making. Here in Aotearoa, the process has been long, especially for us Māori, of bringing the connection of social justice, Te Tiriti justice, into the frame, especially within our own movement. But we are here now. We're standing on Parliament steps. We've got the Tino Rangatiratanga flag and the Waka Putanga flag flying on Parliament grounds. We're up here with our banner that says draw the line on colonisation, because we understand that we can't have one without the other.
Ka pai to you. And so you've got your hand glued to the step at Parliament. That's going to take an awful lot of surgery to remove your skin, your kitty, from that step. Are you prepared for what's going to come next?
I'm prepared. I was prepared when I did it. Me and the other two know what we've got ourselves into, and we believe that this is the level of action we need to that's equal to the crisis at hand.
And so, Te Wehi, I said that you were from Te Arawa. So, nō hea koe, Te Wehi?
Rotorua. I grew up with Rotorua, and Te Arawa, Ngā Rauru, Ngā Te Raukawa.
And so you have obviously got activism in your whakapapa. So what is your personal journey in activism?
Aye, so for me, I'm a dad. I'm a papa. I've got three tamariki. My oldest is five or seven, and my youngest is nearly two. And I don't like to define myself as an activist. I just see myself as a papa doing what I need to do for my kid's future. Because if I don't, who else will?